The talk of planet Earth. This is TalkZone.com. Internet Talk Radio. And now, let's return to The League of Dads on TalkZone.com. Here's your host, Christopher Smith.
Thank you, and welcome back. Talking about, before we went on break, I told you that I was going to get into one more case where a father found themselves looking down the barrels of the welfare system's shotgun of BS, we're going to call it that. Had an individual. His mother and father, ironically, brought him to the League of Dads. It was a crazy case. I was talking to the mother. The son was always working. The father and mother were not together, but they got together and brought their son to the League of Dads because of a very, very unique situation involving welfare. The woman, the son was actually living with the mother. And the girlfriend was also living with him along with the mother. It was a crazy situation because I remember looking at letters that welfare sent to both of these individuals to the exact same address. I found that kind of odd because one key rule to welfare is that the individual got to be away from you. Excuse me. If welfare is sending a letter to the same address of to the individual that is bringing that individual for child support through welfare, it was kind of jaw-dropping, to say the least. In addition to that, something had to be done about the disgruntled mother that thought that I am going to live with him and have him on child support at the same time. Well, this was one of those cases where the League of Dads had to explain something to a disgruntled mother. And let me just say this. In the history of dealing with disgruntled mothers, it never went beyond the letter. My child's mom, of course, I had to do all that. As I stated last week, there is no woman out there worse than my child's mom. I don't care what the situation is. But nevertheless, the mother and the father were living together in the house with the mother. When the father would come to the house and ask the mother, the disgruntled mother, why are you doing this to my son? Her response to the father of the grandfather of the child, I'm going to get mine. That was her response. When he asked, why are you doing this to my son? She responded, I'm going to get mine. Get mine is a ghetto term. You know, I'm out to get mine. You know, it's a ghetto term. A ghetto term for meaning I'm going to get all that I can. And in the term of I'm going to get mine, a man is being destroyed because he's being brought to the system under the welfare, child support, and you're living in a house with them. That's fraud. But see, she didn't know that. And Michelle, once again, a bully letter went out to this individual. And I was surprised because the mother talked to me on the side and said that her son is just letting this woman push her over. Well, Michelle, the bully letter was very effective, as they all are. I sent the letter out. The individual got it on a Saturday. The mother called me, and she went down there and cleared everything up on Tuesday. So once again, the bully letter wins. And Michelle, it always will win. I'm not going to ever threaten nobody. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do to you in court, what I always do. Like I said, I do have a punch you in the face and then be like, excuse me, I'm sorry. Oh, you didn't say that. But that's a metaphor. I actually punch you with my smartness. I'm not going to physically put my hands on no one. I'm going to get into a show. I'm going to ride this out the rest of the way. I'm going to talk about this idiot, Fantasia. Things that she did over the weekend, over the last week that we broadcast. And I think this female, Fantasia, is the 2004 American Idol winner. I'm sure a lot of people has heard of this individual. And I'm going to talk about the situation that she has gotten herself into. I actually tried to go on a computer and find out the specific law that's really got her in the clink that she's in. And that clink would be, in the state of North Carolina, you can actually go after an individual that break up your family. Once you're married, you can actually go after that individual for money damages. And the situation with Fantasia, Marino, her name is, the 2004 American Idol winner, is she was having a year, she has had a year long affair with a married man. And she didn't see anything wrong with this, individual, having an affair with a married man. And this week, last week, excuse me, she decided to take a bottle of pills and end her life because of what happened. Now, here's why I think Fantasia, Barino is an idiot. I've always thought she was an idiot after I seen her do. She did a segment of MTV Cribs, and I don't know if a lot of people out there are familiar with MTV Cribs, but she did a segment with MTV Cribs only 2 years after she became an American Idol winner. And if you know the show, you'll see that MTV Cribs is where a lot of people get on the show and brag about all that they have. Well, I found it at that time kind of odd that a woman that just came out 2 years would be doing a show bragging about all that she have when 2 years in anything is really not, your money really doesn't have any depth. But Fantasia decided to do MTV Cribs, and just like a loser, she lost that house. That house was foreclosed on. Then the loser, Fantasia, Barino that is, decided that I am going to continue to be on this reckless assault of ghetto tactics, because, and I say ghetto tactics because of this. She's having an affair with a married man, breaking up family. And the individual is with Fantasia. She's flaunting this guy around, taking him on expensive trips and things of that nature. Only for one time to be with the individual, and the wife calls. When the wife calls, Miss Fantasia, in her ghetto state of mind, her just loser tactic, she grabs the phone from the individual, and she tells her what the average disgruntled individual says when they're stealing another woman's man. If you knew if you were taking care of your man, then he wouldn't be here with me. Wow. So the woman filed for all kind of money damages, child support, things of that nature. Got real ugly to the point where this individual decided to take some pills and kill herself. Well, she tried anyway. I don't particularly care for anybody that destroys family. I don't like them. What Fantasia has shown up until this point of her lame career is that she is sticking with her ghetto tactics and her protocol. She's sticking with that. She hasn't grown as an individual. She got money, and instead of furthering her career and investing in herself, she goes back down to a T-Mobile office of all places. No offense against the carrier, but T-Mobile is like a kids network. All their phones are like kid based. You know, all these little flip phones, all these things. But she's there, and she goes out with a T-Mobile host, and she goes out with the guy and steals it from her husband and just destroys a family, like a lot of loser women do. A lot of loser women, they'll call the women that they stole the husband from, and they like to say elaborate things to them. My thought on it is, Miss Fantasia is getting all that she has invested in. You can't do dirt and think you're going to get good. So that is my thought on that situation. I'm sure a lot of you heard about it. Going to close the show out with a segment, with something that I was telling guys for the longest. And for the first time in the history, there are more women working than men. I say this a lot. Funny, because I say this a lot at my seminars that I give. I tell guys that the next time you see a brand new car pull up to the light, and the woman is standing, is and the music is playing loud, look over there, and if it's a new car, you'll see a woman over there bopping her head, and you know, enjoying the fact that she has a corporate job and she looks beautiful and all that. Not knocking that. You know, I'm not even knocking the census that came out that says now in 2010, in 2010, there are more women working than men. With that being said, all I would say is a lot of men, both disgruntled, all men, disgruntled, fathers, everybody out there, this trend has to stop. It's one of the reasons why a lot of things are happening, because for some reason, too many men are walking around with a thumb in their mouth. And, a lot of these men call the League of Dads, and I tell them all the time, you know, I really can't do nothing for you. But one of the reasons why I know for a fact is that a lot of women are working and getting these jobs than men is because the individuals that are hiring much prefer to hire a woman than a man. There are still a lot of men in the workplace, but most of the men are the higher ups. Most of the men are the CEOs. They're the executives. They're the directors. They're, if you know a woman, any woman in a high up position in anything, unless it's a 100% female organization from start to finish, she got appointed to that position most of the, by a man. There isn't a woman that has a high ranking position that never had a man as a supervisor at some point. With that being said, a lot of what we're seeing with the trend is these women that are doing the hiring prefer to hire women. I have no problem about none of this. If anything, I would say to the men out there, you have to step your game up and get your thing going. I'm cool with what's going on, but the reason why it's happening is because a lot of men out there want candy when they go to work. And if you know what I mean by that, explain. A lot of men that at the workplace want candy at the job, and that means they simply want to have someone there if they decide they want to have themselves an affair. You know, they can go out on a work floor and they can pick. Most of the time when affairs happen, both with men and women, it's done with someone at the workplace. Well, they're together all the time. But most of the time, it's someone with a power that has some type of authority. And these women are around these guys and have to answer to these guys and come in and close the door, and the rest is history on that. But I have no problem with that. It's a changing of the times. There are more women working than men. Well, if you look at it, there are more women than men anyway. It's 8-1, 1-8, something like that ratio down in Atlanta. It's 24-1. So, with that being said, you know, it's just something to think about. So I'm going to end the show. I'm going to tell you all, thank you for listening to this edition of the League of Dads Radio on TalkZone.com. And as always, we shall all dread the day that the earth make the sun fight to shine upon us. Till next week, y'all.